It sure seems like the weather has been rather unusual for July this year. It hasn't been especially hot, and of course, this typically is the hottest time of year. We've had that smoky haze over the past couple of weeks, and most areas have been rather damp. And there is more rain in our forecast as we go through the late day hours into tonight. The rain should be out of here early tomorrow, and the second half of tomorrow and all of Saturday are looking very nice and arguably a little bit fall-like. Right now, we're watching a warm front come through portions of our area. That's going to bring the chance for some rain and thunderstorms. The low pressure area will come right across the region tonight. The cold front will follow late tonight into tomorrow morning, and that will sweep the rain away. Region-wide, the greatest concern is the potential for some flooding. There will be downpours as some of these showers and storms come through, and in many areas it has been a wet month, so the ground is fairly saturated, so be aware that there is that potential for some localized flooding. Additionally, some thunderstorms have the potential to be strong or severe. That means there's the chance for damaging winds and maybe an isolated tornado. Those severe weather chances increase the farther south you go. So we'll have areas of rain and thunder through the night. Overnight lows will be mainly in the 50s and 60s. We'll start tomorrow with clouds and some lingering rain. It'll be a bit muggy during the morning, but as the cold front moves to the east, the rain will come to an end. We'll see some sunshine come through. It'll be breezy and noticeably less humid by afternoon. High temperatures tomorrow will only be in the 60s and 70s. We'll drop into the 40s and 50s tomorrow night. So I mentioned fall-like weather. Saturday morning we'll have a chill, and if you have an early tea time or anything else to do outside, you might want to have a jacket or a sweatshirt. And by afternoon, highs will only reach the upper 60s to mid-70s, which is more typical for late August or September. But the good news is that the weather on Saturday will be very, very pleasant. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, periods of rain and thunderstorms, lows in the 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, some lingering clouds and showers early, then increasing sunshine, breezy and turning less humid, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, periods of rain and thunderstorms, lows in the 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, some lingering clouds and showers early, then increasing sunshine, breezy and turning less humid, highs in the 60s to around 70. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, periods of rain and thunderstorms, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, some lingering clouds and showers early, then increasing sunshine, breezy and turning less humid, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, periods of rain and thunderstorms, lows in the low 60s. Tomorrow, lingering clouds and showers early, then increasing sunshine, breezy and turning less humid, with highs in the low 70s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny and fall-like, with highs in the upper 60s to mid-70s, and on Sunday, variably cloudy with a chance for showers, with highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.